The debate about the youth and morality in the country is the focus of most parents and guardians. To some, it is a matter of the choices the youth make. This sentiment has been reinforced by a social worker and youth counselor from the UK, Pastor Robert Hightower. In his view, the model of the UK, US, and other developed countries as far as youth are concerned could corrupt the youth of developing countries such as Ghana. He spoke to Terry Kitcher.
I think certainly in the UK, the youth are choosing to run away from God. The youth are choosing to go their own way. And if they do that, then they're going to be sowing to the wind. So I don't think the UK or the United States or Europe are a good model to look to. I think,
why so?
Well, if the youth in Ghana...
For someone coming from that angle and you're saying they're not good models for us here.
No, I think the UK and the West is going downhill and has been for some time. Whereas I see Ghana as rising up and going in another direction. So I think the youth have to choose. If they're going to follow the West as a model, if they're going to follow what they see on the television and in movies, then they're going to be sowing to their carnal nature, and they're going to reap from that. But if they choose to do things God's way, they are sowing to their spiritual nature. They're investing in heavenly things. So they must choose, and every day they can make that choice. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit, the very last one in the list, is self-control. And so when a young man says to a girl, and this is what I teach young ladies, I love you, actually he doesn't mean that at all. He doesn't even know what love is necessarily. What he's saying is, I lust after you. And so young women need to be aware of this. Every young lady wants to hear those words, I love you. But what she believes about those words is entirely different, often, from what's given in those words.
That was a social worker and youth counselor in the UK, Pastor Robert Hightower, talking to Terry Kitcher on the youth morals and right choices in life.